Springfield's Rock Station Q102. I'm Leslie, and I have a stupid question for Fish.
I am Fish, and I am tentatively awaiting a stupid question.
Tentatively. Okay. So back in the day, I had that question about what is the deal with one-ply toilet paper?
Right.
So that started a thing. It spawned another question, who isn't buying toilet paper?
Right.
But the answer to that now is everyone.
Everyone is buying toilet paper.
Given the current state of the country.
Sure. So we're just making this a TP trilogy.
Yeah.
Of stupid questions.
TP trilogy. But dang, why?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I was talking about this with my wife, and I think one person bought a ton of toilet paper because they were being idiots.
Right, and somebody saw it, and they're like, oh, yeah.
I think the news happened to be there when that person bought it and used it as stock footage of panic, and I use panic in a quotes sort of way.
So they have stock footage.
And then people saw it on the news and went, oh, that's what I should be doing.
I think you're right.
That's what I should be doing. I should be getting all the toilet paper.
I think that is a very plausible answer.
And now you have asshats out there stockpiling this stuff. Mm-hmm. They will never, ever be able to use that much toilet paper.
And listen to this. I talked about this on my show. A friend of mine on Facebook posted that she saw a couple of guys outside of Come and Go with their van or SUV or whatever filled to the top with toilet paper. And they asked her if she wanted to buy a roll for $40.
Yeah. See, those people?
Asshats.
Jail time.
They're asshats.
Jail time.
Horrible people.
I'm not even bothered with the idea of Big Brother swooping in on these people because they're taking advantage of a situation. If you have the money to stockpile toilet paper and hand sanitizer to that extent, right? You buy a couple 12 packs for your family. Okay, I get it.
But you're trying to make a profit.
But you're buying truckloads so that you can sell. You have the money and the time then to also turn that to good.
Mm-hmm.
Like they can check in on elderly people and make sure those people are taken care of. You can use that money instead of trying to be greedy and make way more on the backs of people that really don't have it.
Right. But I want to know is anyone actually going to buy a $40 roll of toilet paper?
Well, let's talk about that. A $40 roll? Probably not. But I just saw in the New York Times an article. This guy has 17,700 bottles of sanitizer in his garage.
Good Lord.
He drove around to, since all the big stores were out, he drove around to all the little mom and pop stores in the tiny towns and bought their whole stock, right? Filled his garage and then started selling it on Amazon for as a third party seller for $8 to $40, depending on how many bottles were in the pack.
Ugh.
Right? Amazon found it, or it was reported. They shut him down.
Good.
And are shutting down a ton of other ones. Here's what I love, though. And I'm not even a huge fan of Amazon, but I love this. They said that they were happy to shut down the third-party sellers that were price gouging, and they look forward to working with the Attorney State General to prosecute.
Oh, wow.
That's a pretty damn strong statement.
Wow. That's
awesome. When 9/11 happened, gas stations in this area, not all of them, but some gas stations in this area were price gouging.
Were they?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't pay attention.
And I forget exactly how expensive gas got at those gas stations, but I do remember the state prosecuted them.
Wow.
And sued them. And so to get back on track here, the people that are buying this toilet paper, scumbags, douchebags, and hopefully they'll get what's coming to them in the form of either karma
struck
or justice.
From above.
Like, you know, justice one way or another.
Well, I saw on the news there was, I think it's in Jefferson City or maybe some other state. I don't even remember. But toilet paper was all over the interstate. Like either it fell off a truck in quote finger quotes here or some jackass just threw it on the road and it was just everywhere. Wasted.
Like whole rolls?
Yeah. Like they toilet papered the interstate.
Oh, like they were unraveled.
Yes.
Oh, see, I thought that somebody had stockpiled toilet paper in the back of their truck and then some other person saw them and ran them off.
I mean, that could have been the scenario as well, but it was literally all over the street.
Not that I can condone injuring people. I'm just saying I can see that happen.
Yeah. And then there was some other Facebook post that I had seen where someone's like, oh, all these people who have all the toilet paper. What a massive flex right now if they were to go and TP somebody's house. Right? Stupid.
Wait for Halloween.
But yeah, and also another thing I was thinking about is like these people who were doing the extreme couponing, you know, and they had those stockpiles of everything.
They're set.
Yeah, they don't need to worry about it.
No, they're good.
And they're probably like, haha, you should have done this a long time ago.
Well, I mean, I think there's a fine line between extreme couponing and
being an asshole.
What's the word I'm looking for? What's the word for the people that are set up for the apocalypse?
Oh, doomsday preppers.
Yeah, there's a fine line between extreme couponing and doomsday preppers.
And these people are out here acting like it's going to be Walking Dead outside.
No.
You know, like dog food's flying off the shelf. Like I think meat is. Like seriously, like stores are getting cleared out of stuff.
I went to Walmart today and I actually, it was okay. They're obviously out of a lot of things, but I got the things that I needed. And while I was walking through Walmart, this woman had her boyfriend on speakerphone. If you're using speakerphone in a public place, first of all, I think you're a D-bag. But her boyfriend, I heard him say, or husband or whoever he was, he said, "Remember, honey, you're shopping for survival." And then if it hadn't been for like a global pandemic and complete lack of consent, I would have kissed her on the mouth, because she goes, "No, I'm not. I'm just a normal person shopping normally. I'm just buying normal things."
Was that her cover, though? Maybe are they actually prepping? And she just said that out loud because people were listening to her.
I had seen her in the store a couple times and she didn't have all that much in her cart. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to believe that, like myself, she was just doing her normal shopping.
And her boyfriend's just dumb.
And her boyfriend's very dumb. So, boyfriend, if you're listening, you're a dummy.
It's not the end of the world yet.
So I guess in this edition of Leslie's Stupid Question, there wasn't any question.
No, it was just kind of like an add-on.
Leslie's pertinent clarification.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just funny because it started out with, you know, me hating one-ply toilet paper. Then who isn't buying toilet paper?
Right.
And then everybody is buying toilet paper.
Because they were advertising toilet paper and we wanted to know. And now everybody's buying it and we want to know.
For a respiratory virus.
Why the hell? Well, okay, so I can kind of see, though.
You can blow your nose
like,
on it.
I'm going to be in my house.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be in our house for 2-3 weeks. But how much?
It's like, I get it, but really, do you need 900 rolls? Exactly.
I have 6 people in my house. I bought like a 24-pack and I'm good.
Yeah.
And guess what? It was 1-ply. I'm not even ashamed of that. It lasts a long time.
I wonder if the people who are buying the toilet paper, you know, the crazy people, are like, oh, 1-ply. Oh, God, I got to buy 1-ply.
Yeah. Well, to them, that's the end of the world, isn't it?
1-ply sucks.
You know what?
It does. It does.
I am a 1-ply guy.
Okay.
Let's just end it there.
But, and you know, another thing I'm thinking about, too, is that the people who, the companies that make bidets, dude, are they raking in the money now?
Well, not yet. Not yet.
Once the people run out of toilet paper, like, oh, man, I need a bidet.
Well, they're just now getting their orders in. They have to wait for it to be. But here's the thing. If I'm a bidet installer, am I going to go in someone else's house that might have this virus and install a bidet for them?
They'll just probably come in a hazmat suit.
I was going to say yes. The answer is yes. Hazmat suit on. Mm-hmm. I'll do it.
God.
A little squirt there. You're good to go.
Okay. Another thing about bidets. I mean, this is like, this is a whole thing now. This is a thing. So you got a bidet. It's attached to your toilet. Do you have temperature control?
Or have you ever used one?
No. I was in Japan, though, where they had one to the toilet, but I didn't use it.
Why? Okay, so I've never used one. I know what they are.
Yeah.
But why didn't you?
Because the toilets in Japan had so many functions I didn't know what to do.
You're afraid you'd hit the pleasure button on accident?
Pleasure button?
That's where the bidet pulses, I think.
It like has songs, like it has music. I think it's to disguise any noises.
Oh.
And there's like a fragrance button and there's a 10-key dial pad. And I know.
What? So you can do some math,
I guess,
on the toilet?
But it had like these armrests that had all kinds of controls and dials. And I'm like, I don't even know what the hell any of this is for.
Man,
like, how do I flush the toilet?
I would have been in there. Okay, so you know how long I'm in there with my phone? I'd been there with my phone and that toilet.
You'd be in there all day long?
I'd be there for a day or two. Just figuring it out.
I know.
I'd have
insane.
Uber Eats bring my food to the bathroom.
To the stall.
So that I don't even have to, I'll just stay there.
But apparently the Japanese toilet has the bidet and it's a common thing. But I just want to know is like, can you make the water warm or is you're just going to get a cold shot to your butt?
I think it's, I mean, I'm sure there's warmers out there, but if it were me, I'd want it to be cold.
Why?
It's because in the morning when I'm doing my morning business, what better way to wake up than be like, yes,
touché.
I'm ready to go now.
Touche. All right. So, oh man, you made me forget about my other question. I was going to ask something about it. Damn it. I forgot. Literally forgot in a matter of just seconds of what the other question, my sub question about bidet was. Totally forgot.
Doesn't matter.
Damn it. I wish I would have remembered because it was funny in my head.
Most things are.
All right, well, I guess that concludes today's special report of
everyone
is buying toilet paper.
Is buying
part 3 of the toilet paper trilogy.
Goodbye.